More than 20 students in grades 7 to 12 competed in the 35th annual Rotary Algoma STEM Fair last Friday at the George Leach Center. Winners received prizes, awards, and scholarships. Four students, Ellery Bowman, Anirudh Gupta, Jonah Santamaria, and Lennon Turco, all in grade 12 at Cora Collegiate and Vocational School, will also have the opportunity to represent Algoma at the Canada-wide Science Fair. "We are very encouraged with the increase in participants at this year's Rotary Algoma STEM Fair," said Dr. Dante Carlasho, STEM Fair Chair, in a news release issued today. "The judges were extremely impressed with the caliber of projects and amazed by the knowledge and passion that the students possessed. For more information and the complete list of award winners, see the press release below." The 35th annual Rotary Algoma STEM Fair was held this past Friday, April 12, at the George Leach Center on the Algoma University campus. Over 20 grade 7 to 12 students competed for prizes, awards, scholarships, and the opportunity to represent Algoma at the Canada-wide Science Fair. "We are very encouraged with the increase in participants at this year's Rotary Algoma STEM Fair," shared Dr. Dante Carlasho, STEM Fair Chair. "The judges were extremely impressed with the caliber of projects and amazed by the knowledge and passion that the students possessed. In addition to the dedication of its student participants, the fair was bolstered with the support of community sponsors, teachers, and members of the Huron Superior Catholic District and Algoma District School Boards. Our fair was only possible because of generous sponsors in our community, especially our presenting sponsor, Tenaris," added Carlasho. "Over $8,000 in prizes and scholarships were awarded at this year's fair, including the Tenaris Award for first place overall in the three grade categories, and a $1,000 grand prize sponsored by Tenaris. The awards are as follows: Algoma Award Third Place Projects, Junior Category Innovative Solutions to Improve Healthcare in Sault Ste. Marie. Student, Aaron Yap, Jr., Grades 7 to 8. Algoma Award Third Place Projects, Intermediate Category. The Benefits of a Healthy Lifestyle. Students, Leah Beeman, Taylor Neeson, Intermediate, Grades 9 to 10. Algoma Award Third Place Projects, Senior Category. How does the purity of ethanol affect Flashpoint? Student, Jonah Santamaria, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Don Wallace Memorial Award Second Place Projects, Junior Category. Dollar to Dirt. Student, Jacob Dixon, Jr., Grades 7 to 8. Don Wallace Memorial Awards Second Place Projects, Intermediate Category. How clean is a high school bathroom? Student, Gregory Zaki Banez, Intermediate, Grades 9 to 10. Don Wallace Memorial Awards Second Place Projects, Senior Category. What is the effect of different concentrations of orlistat on the rate of hydrolysis of lipids by measuring the rate of pancreatic lipase activity over 60 minutes at 37 degrees Celsius, using a pH probe? Student, Anirudh Gupta, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Tenaris Awards First Place Projects, Junior Category. Comparing liquid hand soaps, hand sanitizers, and antibiotics to see which are the best. Student, Alexandra Bishop, Jr., Grades 7 to 8. Tenaris Awards First Place Projects, Intermediate Category. Enhancing Solar Panel Performance. Students, Vincent Manarino, Persan Umragar, Somak Majumdar, Intermediate, Grades 9 to 10. Tenaris Awards First Place Projects, Senior Category. Thermal Dynamics of Catalytic Decomposition. Student, Lennon Turco, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Benjamin Cohen Memorial Trophy, Third Place, Best of Fair. How does the purity of ethanol affect Flashpoint? Student, Jonah Santamaria, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Tenaris Award, Second Place, Best of Fair. What is the effect of different concentrations of orlistat on the rate of hydrolysis of lipids? Student, Anirudh Gupta, Senior, grades 11 to 12. Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie Award of Excellence, first place, best of fair. Thermodynamics of Catalytic Decomposition. Student. Lennon Turco, senior, grades 11 to 12. Healthgear Medical Health and Safety Award, Health and Safety Award. How do different concentrations of beet juice mixed with sodium chloride affect the volume of melted water when added to an ice cube? Student, Tia Park Lee, senior, grades 11 to 12. SDS Award, Excellence in Mathematics. What is the effect of different concentrations of orlistat on the rate of hydrolysis of lipids? Student. Anirudh Gupta, senior, grades 11 to 12. Algoma Computer Science Award, Computer Science Award. Enhancing Solar Panel Performance. Students. Vincent Manarino, Persan Umrigar, Somak Majumdar, Intermediate, grades 9 to 10. Sioux Naturalist Green Awards. 1. Most Green Award. Fertilizer. Its effects on barley. Student. Cassandra Rani, senior, grades 11 to 12. Sioux Naturalist Green Awards. 2. Most Green Award. Lichen the Lichen. Student. Ellery Bowman, senior, grades 11 to 12. Innovative Use of Robotics. Best Robotics Project. Bionics. The Future of Prosthetics. Students. Mumiba Rashid, Ileana Rutland, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Sanofi Biogenius Canada Award, Outstanding Project Related to Biotechnology or Life Sciences. The Effect of Extended Exhale on Heart Rate Variability. Student. Kaylee Presepa, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Excellence in Engineering Awards. 1. Best Engineering Project. Harvesting Energy from Sound Waves. Student. Andres Raseo Barron, Jr., grades 7 to 8. Excellence in Engineering Awards. 2. Best Engineering Project. Enhancing Solar Panel Performance. Students. Vincent Manarino, Persan Umrigar, Somak Majumdar, Intermediate, grades 9 to 10. Most Deserving Senior Project -$1,000 Scholarship, Algoma University. How do differing durations of ultraviolet light exposure affect the decomposition of hydrogen peroxide in reaction with solid manganese dioxide? Student. Liam Perkins, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Most Deserving Senior Project, Biology -$1,000 Scholarship, Algoma University, Biology, Environment Programs. Lichen the Lichen. Student. Ellery Bowman, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Most Deserving Senior Project, Comp Sci -$1,000 Scholarship, Algoma University, Computer Science Program. How do different concentrations of bleach affect the rate of reaction when reacted with blue food dye? Student. Aidan Nakarato, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Most Deserving Senior Project -$1,000 Scholarship, University of Ottawa, Science, Engineering, or Health Science. What is the effect of different concentrations of orlistat on the rate of hydrolysis of lipids? Student. Anirudh Gupta, Senior, Grades 11 to 12. Algoma University generously provided the use of the George Leach Center for the event, in addition to 3 prize scholarships for senior students. It is wonderful to once again host the Rotary Algoma STEM Fair on the campus of Algoma University. At Algoma U, we understand the importance and support STEM education as it benefits students and the community. It is the key to unlocking endless possibilities, shared David Marasco, Director of Strategic Initiatives and Partnerships. This annual event fosters cross-cultural learning and community collaboration. These young minds will lead the charge for a brighter future right here in our communities and beyond. It is more than an event. It is a catalyst for positive change while showcasing innovation and technology. The Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie is proud to be sponsoring 4 students to represent Algoma at the Canada-wide Science Fair in Ottawa from May 25 to June 1. Ellery Bowman, Anirudh Gupta, Jonah Santamaria, and Lennon Turco. All 4 students are in grade 12 at Cora Collegiate and Vocational School. Hosted annually by Youth Science Canada, Canada-wide Science Fair brings together the nation's brightest young minds, celebrating their passion for science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and innovation. Over 150 regional STEM Fair finalists are expected to compete.